Two Broke Chicks is recorded on Gadigal land of the Eora Nation. We acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the traditional custodians of our land. Always was, always will be.
Hey Chicks, I'm Sal.
And I'm Al.
And this is Two Broke Chicks, the show that shares life lessons and tips to make you rich in life.
Woo!
Nailed it.
Slay. Yeah, that was slay.
Yeah, I was going to say slay, but then I started saying Sal. So I just ran with it.
It works. And today we are joined by the beautiful and fabulous and amazing and funny and brave Milo.
Thank you so much.
We are
hey,
so excited.
Divas. Divas live.
Yeah. Oh my God. And I'm so excited because we have you in the studio.
Hey.
Because you're in Sydney this week.
I'm in Sydney.
Oh, oh my God. Stop. I want this to be like a musical episode like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Just sings through the whole
way. There are musical episodes in Grey's Anatomy.
There was one and everyone hated it, but I fucking loved it.
Yeah, there was one fan and it was Al.
Yeah.
The person
if there's
I'm
no
seeing,
fans of that episode, I'm dead.
Yeah.
The person I'm seeing loves Grey's Anatomy, but maybe that's my in because I tried
yeah,
to watch it and I was
that.
Like, I hate this.
Drop
but I love
I'll
musicals.
Give you like,
yeah.
I'll give you like a whole thing of
please.
Like who you're like, and that one episode where like the plane crashed and then they had to listen to Lexi be eaten by wolves.
Oh well, my God.
Yeah, that was Grey's Anatomy.
I only know, the only episode I know is the one where the guy gets stuck in cement.
Oh,
yeah.
So many
they had to cover
show.
A lot in
no,
that
the
show.
No, the bit where she's like, choose me. Pick me. Love yeah. me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that yeah. was iconic. I didn't know
was
that was from Grey's.
It was the best.
That's funny.
Yeah. And he like tries to like, oh, this. Anyway,
we could go down a deep, deep hole here.
Mm.
Well, not like that.
Okay.
But maybe like that.
So happy Friday.
Yeah. But. Milo, you are a true multi-hyphenate if we've ever met one. And I want you in, like, your best voiceover tone because I know you can do it.
Okay.
Can you give us a little elevator pitch about yourself?
Okay.
Quick fire.
From the top, guys, from the top.
Yeah.
And action.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Milo Hartill. I am that fat diva on the internet. I am a singer, actor, host, MC, Instagram influencer, underwear model, sexy gay clubbing scene mogul, and downright dickhead.
Can you narrate my entire life for me, please?
It's so good.
It's
I
the
can.
Best.
You got to hear, you got to listen out for my ads on the radio and you go, oh, I know that one.
Yes.
it's silly.
So good.
That's the best.
Because I heard you do that on Everybody Has a Secret and I was like, we're getting it.
It was so silly.
I need my own version.
Yeah. And that's like an extra rehearsed one because that's in the show. It's at the start of my solo show. I do a, hello everyone, my name is Milo motherfucking Hartill. And then I list all the things I do.
I love it. That's so good.
Well, speaking of your show, can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, it's called Black, Fat and Faggy. It's on from tonight until the 13th of April. Tonight, whenever you...
Airy season.
Airy season. Well, crazy season to be doing a show.
I know,
but
I love
it seem to be ready to giggle.
It's. I feel like it's the perfect season to do
oh, silly
this
season.
Show.
Yeah. Airy season is the true silly season.
There was like a meme. I'm an Aries, by the way. There was a meme. It was like...
When's your birthday?
It was like 19th of April. It's the last day. So it's like really rock hard Aries. And it was like, anyone you know that has a birthday coming up is a psycho. And in brackets, it was like Aries season. I was like, yeah, that checks out.
You're like, I'm
my
offended,
best friend
also.
Is 31st of March. And we were like, love at first sight besties. It was like, we met on the first day of uni and we saw each other. And it was like, we're going to be best friends. But it's like, not cool to pick your best friend on day one. So then we didn't speak to each other until the third day of
you
uni. And
cool.
then it was like,
love that.
And he was like, oh my God, do you want to come back to mine after uni today and we can get ready for the night thing? And I was like, yes, I do. And then, yeah.
It always like goes so quick with an Aries. They're like, I love you.
Yeah.
And they're
and
like,
I'm
you
a
don't
Gemini.
Get a choice.
And,
yes.
and we match people's energy. I feel like that's the
yeah,
Gemini
true.
Way. Is that you're like, if people meet you like low, you're like, yeah, I'm cool. But if someone meets you,
you're like, I'm literally like Donnie from the Wild Thornberry.
Like Donnie.
It's been fun.
That's so good.
No, but the show is essentially. A night of songs and slurs. So the Uber driver that I had on the way here that said the racist things, he will love it. I said he should come.
You gave him a door pass?
No, another door pass. He is going to have to pay. That's reparations, King, for calling me the
I
N-word.
Love that.
Sorry. But it's a night where I'm kind of dissecting what it is to be black, fat and faggy and in the world of being an Instagram influencer, entertainer, yada, yada, yada. And I also sing. So like... It's like even if you don't like my sense of humor, it's undeniable that I've
got a I feel like you'd have to
voice.
Be a rock to not like
honestly,
your sense of humor.
And even then.
Well. I mean, I don't want to say that, but if you do I can say it. That,
then you're like, I'll step in and say it. No. I love that. You're bound to be entertained no matter what. Exactly. God.
It's a neat 70 minutes. Like,
love I that. Love that.
And it's the venue is a bar, so afterwards love you can have that. A drink. Mm. There's a late show on after mine as well. So if you're like a real theatre buff and you're like, oh my God, I don't see enough theatre, two shows, one night, one venue. Hello.
Look at you. You're part of the arts now, doll.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put a link in the show notes, of course, so all you Sydney chicks can grab a ticket or make the trip. Yeah. You know what? Do it.
The person I'm seeing is driving up from Melbourne. I said, that's commitment. Driving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
I know. I
don't think there's anyone in the universe I would do that for.
Yeah. That's a long drive.
It's
yeah.
so cute. Oh, that's so sweet. La, 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 kicking my feet and giggling. La, la,
la. But before we get into the rest of the questions, we do start our episodes with a life lesson.
Fuck, I forgot about that bit. Hey.
I feel like the context is good up
top,
though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we start with a life lesson of the week. It can be silly, it can be serious, small, big, life-changing, whatever you like.
So true.
But you have to kick us off as our guest of honour, Milo.
Okay, life lesson of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So in my show I talk about how when I slept with a man for the first time in a really long time at the start of this year, I got my first and the worst yeast infection of all time, which was crazy. But I've been having a probiotic yogurt every day and or a kombucha and it seems to not be an issue anymore.
So the life lesson is to not sleep with men.
Yeah.
Right?
And if you do, then have your probiotics.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's you a know good what? Shout. That,
both those life lessons are one we all need to write down, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Honestly,
yeah.
I don't think anybody deserves to become a human fromagerie just because they slept with a man.
Right?
A petri dish. What's a petri dish?
Petri dish.
That's the one from biology.
Oh,
yeah. Honestly.
That's such a visceral image for me.
Yes. Did you guys see that TikTok that went viral? And it was like, no, I love bisexual women and their straight boyfriend. I was like, lower your voice when you're talking about me. I was like, tag me next time, bitch.
On my story, I shared a tweet that said, a bisexual girl's boyfriend threw the first brick at Stonewall. Which is so funny.
My life lesson of the week is kind of boring and no one's going to want to hear it, but I've really tried to not be drinking my coffees on an empty stomach in the mornings and not looking at my phone because there's been that many people that keep telling us that it's really bad. So I was like, okay, do you know
what? I'm just going to actually practice what we preach. I'm going to do
it. And I've only been doing it for 5 days. Because then when I say it out loud and I'm like, yep, no, I would wake up, first thing, look at my phone, read comments. Sometimes comments would stress me out. And then I'd be a bit anxious. And then the first thing I do is go and have a coffee on an empty stomach.
And then you'd be 10 times more
anxious.
And then,
I'm
like, why do I hate
myself? And then because I've had a coffee and that kind of like filled me up a bit, which definitely
It suppresses your appetite.
It suppresses your appetite. Then I wouldn't eat until, and I'm like, oh, no wonder you felt like shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my thing. It's like, and even though when you wake up and you're like, oh, I don't feel like breakfast yet, just eat the fucking food.
Yeah.
No coffee for you, little lady.
No.
I feel lucky that I'm like comedy brain because like the hate comments that I get are so hectic, but I'm always
I can only imagine.
I'm like, what is the best joke?
How can I use this for content?
No, literally someone in my – I did a thing with Time Out for my show and someone commented like he was like, oh, all fat people get heart disease and die. And I said, well, as my dying wish, I would love it if you could come to my show 3rd to the 13th of April at the Old Fitz. Seeing as I don't have long to live, probably come earlier in the season because I might not make it. And all the comments underneath are just like the skull emoji, like, Milo, you're too much. And I said, it's true. I'm going to get diabetes and die like a big fat fatty.
Okay. Hello. Oh, people.
So funny.
Yeah. I said it before and I'll say it again. Some people need to have their internet rights revoked.
Yeah.
Some people need a lobotomy. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
We're just telling it how it is on Two Broke Chicks, all right?
What's your life lesson, baby girl?
My life lesson is that.
Is that, are you okay?
No. I had the most hateful experience. I got my passport photo taken this week.
Can I see?
No, that is worse.
I don't have it on me, but I'll show you.
How did you not bring it?
I don't want to show it.
What was wrong with it?
I made a TikTok that day and was like, oh yeah, like I look okay today. Went and got it done. who is this man? Like, oh, it was so, so bad. Like, I looked maybe 20 years older.
I'm sure.
Three kids.
I'm sure you do not look as bad as you think you do.
But the life lesson is that no one except that one chick on TikTok that did the passport makeup, no one else has a good passport photo ever, okay? No.
So
anyway, okay, set myself up for that. Yeah, let's get into the questions. Okay, so as you mentioned just now, and you gave us a bit of a spiel about the show, but also in some of the interviews that you've done about the show as well, you mentioned that a big part of it is sharing things that would otherwise be considered extremely shit experiences, maybe a little bit sparkle, traumatic sparkle.
Exactly.
But now you can look back on it with a laugh. Can you share us an example, whether it's in relationships, in relation to like relationships, career, whatever you like, about something shit that has happened and how you can look back on it now with a laugh or a life lesson? Doesn't have to be from the show if you don't want to give us any spoilers.
I can give you, a little sneak peek. So I do a song that is like an ode to all of the weird things that straight men have said to me in and around coitus, which, you know, definitely has led to my – I was identified as bi for a very long time, and, like, I don't want to, like, go into that stereotype of, like, bisexuals are just secret lesbians. I'm an ally to anyone who is that part, a part of that community because I feel like that's me. I was having a laugh the other day with a mate where I was like, I feel like I like have one bad experience with a woman and I'm like, that's it. I'm straight. And then I sleep with men for like a week and I go,
you're I'm good. Never mind.
I wish sexuality was a choice because then I would just be like, no one.
Get me.
But no, but I, so one of the last lines in the show is I didn't know, in that song in the show is I didn't know that I had jungle fever until I slept with you. And this was a boy that I had been friends with for years. Like it was like the tragic, like besties to should we sleep together? And then you do and you're like, we shouldn't have done
like
that.
Friends to lovers, back to friends to not friends anymore.
Not even. It was friends to people who fuck to never speaking again, really.
So the worst case scenario.
The worst case scenario.
Love it.
So,
but we had been like good friends, like really bestie booze, like hung out a lot. And then we went on this work trip and...
Oh, no, that's where it all goes down.
Well, see, the thing is, so it was actually really sad. I feel like the whole thing is sad because I knew all of these, like I had this group of straight male friends from my first uni and I was like... nowhere near as confident as I am now. Like I was like fresh out of high school in Perth, WA. I'd had braces until a week before I finished high school. I wasn't out as bi until like a week before I finished high school. And like, you know, I was the fat kid and I was the black kid. Like it was just like in WA, it's like ill central.
Yeah. Fucked.
So I moved to Melbourne and like shaved all my hair off, became really edgy, cool. Like
you're like, early, fuck you guys,
literally
I'm out.
Early bisexual days, like you have to shave your head and
you
like,
do something like so
bleach
drastic.
Blonde. And I was like the edgy lesbians you see in TV in America, you know, like
amazing,
just like cool.
And they're always like, why are you hanging out with him? He's a dick to you.
Yeah.
That was me. I was the one who's a dick. I was the fuckboy lesbian. Like.
That's hot.
It was.
That's what we do, like, the episode title with, and it's, like, featuring fuckboy lesbian.
Yeah. I literally was. It was nightmare. But I was friends with all these boys all this time, and, like, I just never saw myself, and they never saw me in that, like, hot person light. Because I remember it was so toxic. God, I do not miss going to that uni. But it was like people would be like, we should rank who we think is the hottest to the ugliest. And I like not even in a self-deprecating way. I was like, well, obviously of the girls, I'll be last. And like it wasn't like it just, which now I look back and I go,
it's so
no,
sad.
They were all uggos compared to me. No offense.
I was number one.
I was number one. I
number
didn't know.
One. Number one.
So then I move here. I move to Melbourne and I like... First time living out of home, I had no money and I was partying all the time. So I just went from the my normal healthy size of someone who eats three meals a day to like stick rake thin for me, which I feel like is just the drama school experience anyway, unfortunately. But yeah, so I got really skinny, really cool and edgy, and then I get home and I'm like confident and da-da-da, and all of my straight male friends are like, awooga, awooga, yeah. Boy, yeah. Like, confident girl. But me being like 19, I was like, la-li-la, what's, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
I go on this work trip and this guy friend's like, wow, like I've just never noticed how beautiful
I'm gonna
you
be
are.
Sick. He took and your glasses like, off and like, was
no, literally. Literally the glass of he's like, awooga, awooga, boy,
you pull your hair out of a ponytail and that's it. That's all you need.
And so from you,
boy, was disgusting.
You get it? I'm doing, if you can, if you're just listening, I'm like using my arm as a big erect penis.
A phallic
representation.
Yeah, and you
know what? I'm sure that's fucking generous.
It was more like, boy, but I... Anyway, this guy, it was like so silly. I told my friends about it the next day and they were like, oh, obviously he was trying to sleep with you from the minute you got there. But he was like, I'd love to give you a massage on your head. And I was like, okay. I'm literally like, it's my best friend. That's normal, yeah. Whatever. Da, 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 da. And then he was like, we should watch a scary movie. And I went, okay. Like, I love scary movies.
He definitely read a book on, like, how to pick up.
Literally.
And that was it. He's like, step one, scary movie. Okay.
Massage.
Yeah. Or he just never gave it a single thought.
Yeah, that too.
But it was actually kind of funny. So, anyway, we end up kissing, and I was like, wait, are you trying to sleep with me? And he was like, yes. And I went, I didn't. That didn't, because we've been friends for like 2 years. Why would I think that you could have, we saw each other every day for a year. Why would this be? Anyway, we sleep together and then he goes down on me and honestly, it was like the gods knew, gave me my period like in that moment. So he came up and went to give me a kiss and I went, oh no, you have a mask of blood, my king. You're going to have to go sort that out. And then I go to the shower and I go, yeah, no, that's not good, is it? So then, yeah, it's so funny.
No.
It's so funny. It was actually like, it was like the opposite of karma. Like it was like
that's
the
iconic.
Karma happened first.
Yeah.
Anyway, we finish doing the deed. And then he's like, wow, never would have thought I had jungle fever, but I guess I do. And in that moment I went, shit. I've made a grave, grave mistake.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so crazy. Like, so crazy. And as well, like, to say that to someone is bad, but to someone that's your best friend
that's
that
your
you,
friend?
Like, have, like, race, just, like, we, I, like...
How did you think that was okay to say? Like, in what?
I had the beginnings of my, like, realizing that racism was a thing during when we were at uni together. Because not that I didn't know it was a thing, but I kind of was just like... La, la, la.
Well, you're a child
I was just like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about how it's affecting me in my day-to-day life. Like, if I just pretend it doesn't exist, then I can be happier, which was
that like a protective thing?
Absolutely.
You think you
did for yourself? Oh, my God. I was like, I don't want to think about how every time someone calls me sassy and nobody else, it has nothing to do with who I am. It's just like, they're like, you'll be sassy, you're black. I don't want to think about how every time I go into a shop, shop attendants follow me because they think I'm going to steal. I'm just like, wow, they are so helpful.
Oh
they
my want to
help
God.
Me around every turn.
Yeah.
And, like, he was there for that beginning of that journey for me where, like, something bad happened at uni racially and I was like, oh, like, that happened to me because I'm black. And, like, he was there and he supported me and all of our friend group were like, we'll look out for you. And then for him to turn around and say that, are you joking?
Yeah, that is awful.
Are you fucked?
And we got in trouble. Especially after sharing, like, and in like something very intimate.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. And I
like
think
if that was said as like outside of that, that's still really horrible and it doesn't take away. But like after having such an intimate moment to say such a thing is just fucked.
Yeah. It's awful.
Crazy. Mm. And he was shorter than me. Like
so we wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very silly. But there's many, 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 many more stories in the song. Mm. You have to come.
You have to come to the show. Remember, link in the show notes, link in the show notes.
How did you get to, you know, the point that, you know, shitty things happen to you and you look at it and you're like, do you know what? I am going to laugh at this. Like, is that a muscle you had to build up?
I think it's a muscle I had to build up, but a muscle I built up from a very young age. Like, I always was... I was really, really quiet as a kid until about year five. And then I was being bullied and I made like a counter joke that I didn't even think anyone would hear. Like someone said something and I was like under my breath, went da da da. And the whole class erupted
fucking
and a monster
that.
Was born.
Why did I get I got chills.
The way I went, like, I was like, da-da-da, and everyone laughed, and I went, wait, these are the thoughts I think in my head and I just don't say them out loud. When I say them out loud, people are going to, all right, speaking of losers, wait, I want to hear a funny story from last week.
Just doing a fucking roast at the front of the class.
No, quite literally. It was crazy. It was literally like day and night with me. Like I like had this moment where I went, oh, I thought just I found it funny, but everybody finds it funny. Mm-hmm. Here we go, kids.
I love
it. That was kind of it. But I like had a pretty tragic childhood, like just like all the stories that you hear like at the start of Oz Idol of people being like, yeah, I was beaten as a kid and da da da. That's like my whole childhood. Mm. But I was like, I don't want it to be
such a niche reference. You know what I mean? But I knew it straight away. It's really giving in like.
You're not supposed to laugh.
It's giving like I'm getting ready in RuPaul's Drag Race to hit the main stage.
Oh
like it's those
God.
Stories.
I'm doing my brows and it's like, so when did your dad first say that he thought you were a whale? And I'm there like, yeah, well, the first time. But it's like I don't want my stories to be like.
No, have you
sad?
Seen,
like I want them to yeah. be. They are funny. Like I think my thing is so many of the fucked up things that happen in my life and in the world are funny because it's so ridiculous. It's like, what do you mean, like, these teenage boys, out of everything they can do with their day, are messaging me, die fatty? I'm going, like, that is funny. And
what
as well, even
fuck?
Just, like, thinking about, like, the consonants, the way the consonants and the vowels work together in fatty, it's funny. It sounds funny.
It just sounds dumb.
It's yeah. like, die That's... fatty. I'm like, okay.
Maybe like, will do. I'll take that on. Take that on.
You're just there being like, tea, 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 tea.
No, literally. Fatty. Fatty, fatty, fatty.
You know that scene in Easy A where they're like, spell it with your P's, spell it with your P's. Have you seen that movie?
I've seen that movie, but again, not Dude. Since it
We're
first came out.
We're bringing Milo all the like 2000s movie references yeah. this morning, and you're like, I watch more mature films now. And we're like, but come on.
No,
13 going on 30.
One niche movie from 2012.
But I'm a 2000 baby. I feel like they were
okay,
coming out.
Okay, cool, so
out.
You're calling us
no,
no. No, I get it.
No,
yeah.
no. No, no, I'm an fine, ally to the elderly fine. Community. I would never call you that. I just
Thank
think
you.
It.
It's like bitch.
It's like the N-word. I never call you that. I just think it.
Exactly. Well, fuck you. But do you have any tips for anyone listening who, because everybody goes through their shit, but not everybody is as good as you at being able to make
Twist
it into something
yeah.
funny or get a silver lining out of it. Do you have any tips for anybody who struggles with that?
I feel like I have a few. The first one is to like, if you're being feeling like victim to specific types of feeling bad about yourself or other people making you feel bad, like I had a real big turn in my confidence and being able to see the humor in things when I started diversifying my news feed. Like I started following people that were like I was like maybe the people who think that fat black people are ugly are right was like where my mind was at for a really long time. And then I was like, no, I want to go against that. I'm going to go and actively seek out influencers, models, just Instagram people who are fat and black who I can objectively go, no, well, she's hot.
Yeah.
No, well, she's hot. There's no going around that. She's hot. And so then I don't know, like seeing these people that I could objectively be like, she's so beautiful and she is a plus size black woman, helped me be able to see that in myself. So if you're someone that struggles with seeing people in your body type as attractive, then go and seek it out. Like you got to go and find it and prove it to yourself, prove it to other people. I think as well, like acknowledging that anybody who kind of makes you feel bad about things about yourself A is probably not very smart. Like, I feel like anybody who is using their voice to put down other people, especially other people that they've never met on the internet or, you know, out and about that you've never spoken to, like, they're probably just genuinely not very smart. And a big part of me is like, oh, fuck, like I feel really bad for you that this is what you have going on in your life.
With your two brain cells to rub together.
With your two brain cells that you have to rub together, you're going, I'm going to tell this girl she's fat and to die. I'm like, oh, bless you. Like if that's going to make their day better, I'm like, sure, call me fat. You feeling better now? All right, baby. You go back to the playground.
I think that's a really valid piece of advice because – I think whenever there's someone that's saying anything or pushing anything onto you, that one makes you feel negatively about yourself or a certain type of way about yourself, at the end of the day, they have to live their entire life being them.
Exactly.
And how horrible they were to you is also how horrible they are on the inside. So they have to be horrible 24/7.
And it's probably not just you. Like, yeah. I guess if something is targeted, it's easier to be like, oh my God, this person hates me. But I'm like, if somebody's messaging, I would place bets on in their saved replies. They have die fatty, ill, you're gay, yuck, N-word, and they just like pick whichever one applies to the day. And I think as well, like, you know, I feel like you have to find that strength and belief in yourself.
Yeah.
Which is so wankery to say.
No, it's not. No, but it's true though.
Do you ever have the days where that strength and that belief in yourself slips? Like how do you kind of, you know, build yourself back again?
Well, I am a bit of a, not like narcissist, but sometimes I'm like, I'm not even hot. I just have a scroll through my Instagram and I go, no, I am. No, I am. I'm literally crazy for that. I think as well, like, making sure that you have people around you that support you, which I guess is easier said than done, but I'm so lucky. Like, I live with one of my best friends, and me and my group of besties, we call whenever someone like sends a message that's like, seems like they're a bit down. It's like, emergency call
mental health check.
And they're like, I don't even need it. It's like, yes, you do. Answer
the phone.
Well,
that's the thing, relying on your community, like letting them like come and help you and do the emergency call, I think is so valuable.
Absolutely. As well, like, use that mental health care plan if you're a listener in Australia. Like, I think therapy is so underrated, and like, I definitely have been a villain for being like, I don't even need therapy, and then like have one chat to a doctor and I'm like, oh wow, I feel so much better.
Yes. It's so true. Or they'll like validate something and you're like, yeah, exactly. Or they'll pull you up on something and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, I hate those guys, right? No, actually, I think they had a fair point.
They're like, do you think that there was anything you could have done differently in that? And you're like, no.
No.
And they're like, do you want to think a bit harder on that? I'm like, maybe I could have done this. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong. Potentially.
Shut up,
that
doc.
Would be crazy, though.
That would be wild.
Let's not go that far. Our favorite comeback to any sort of negative feedback or comment in person or online is, what an odd thing to say.
Yeah.
And I feel like from your story about you in year five, you would have some good comebacks.
I love it. My comebacks are always so bonkers bananas, though. They're like essays, but they're so fun for me. Like, one lady commented, like, you look ill. And then my response was her bio, which was like, peace, love and light. Sharing community and kindness, mother of three. And I just quotation marked it and I was like, so wonderful to see the joy you're spreading through community, mama.
That's mama. So good.
Have you seen that girl who does like the, she does impressions of mum bloggers and it's like, morning mamas, you are going to slay the day for your little babies.
Why do you sound like Donald Trump? It was the little hands.
Good morning mamas.
Did anyone else get that?
Excuse me.
Stop it.
You have to kill me.
You have to kill me.
It's so silly. But that's me. I like just shared a thing and I was like, thank you, mama. You're spreading so much joy and light. Love heart.
She would have just been like, fuck.
Yeah. Literally, I was like, and then she said something else back and I said, maybe a bio change. This is my suggestion. And then I wrote like hate-filled mother. Spreading hate through my children one day at a time.
Fuck. Oh, my God. Her poor kids.
I just think as well, it's the wildest thing because obviously the three of us in this room would never in a million years ever comment anything negative, but neither do I see anyone I know. You would never see your friends commenting shit like that.
And if you did,
weird vibe, and also pull them up on it. Like,
yeah.
Well, I think hate commenting is so embarrassing.
It's so weird.
It's weird.
Like, it's just bizarre. And that was another thing I was going to say before is, like, there's got to be something really deep in that person that, like, I really am not a fan of the rhetoric of, like, whatever hate people spread is a hate that they have for themselves. Where I'm like, I don't think that's true.
Mm.
But I think that maybe they're just not evolved enough to be able to see that, like, telling me that you hate me because I'm fat is A, not helping me, B, not helping you, and C, really doesn't have anything to do with you. Mm-hmm. And so many people, like, it was funny, like, reading the comments under the timeout post I did. All of them were like, fuck fat people. And it's really interesting to me how anti-fatness is something people are so fine with, where I'm like, I feel like none of these people, at least in a public forum, would be willing to call me an N-word, would be mm-hmm. willing to call me the F-slur, would be willing to, you know, comment on my blackness or my gayness. But for some reason people are just like, fat, can say what I want.
Yeah.
But it's like always from people who are like fitness gurus and they're like, you could never keep up with me. And I'm like, diva, I'm a professional dancer. I dance like 60 hours a week. Like, I'm pretty sure I could keep up with you and then do some pirouettes around you, you know?
Yeah. Fucking hell. People are so rogue.
It's so
funny. It's just, it's the comfort of like not being, you know, face to face with you.
Yeah, exactly. Hiding behind the screen.
I just love the idea of some guy like pumping iron and then going on his phone like, die, you fat bitch.
Okay.
I'm ready
back
for another
to the
set.
Gym.
That was my hit 5 seconds off. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
That's his oxy shred in the morning.
No, literally.
Like a hate comment and he's like, me, go to the gym.
Who needs pre-workout when you can just tell a black woman she's fat?
Oh, my fucking God.
I'm evaporated and I'm no longer in the studio. I'm talking to you from beyond the grave.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that
fuck,
was iconic,
funny.
Honestly.
Thanks.
You're like, it's my job.
La, la, la,
so we also have a bonus question that was bonus round.
I love bonus round.
Final boss.
I'm ready.
That's my new favorite like meme at the moment,
yeah,
where people are talking
boss.
About like the final boss in like a video game.
Yeah. That's me with the diabetic man. That's my final boss.
Your final boss.
Fuck. But the question was sent in from the chick and she said, I'm 19. How can I make my queer found family?
Oh, my God, my fucking heart.
I know, we're ending on a wholesome note.
That's so sweet. Okay, first thing is to make sure you're going to queer events. Like, obviously, like, that feels, like, easy. But I guess it depends on what city you're in. But, like, check what your nightclubs around you are doing. Like, Impy and Birdcage, if you're a Sydney diva and you want to find the queers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in Narm, there's so many events on Smith Street and, like, Doof, and there is a new event called Eve, I believe, for lesbians. Going out,
yeah,
lesbians.
One more time.
Lesbians. But I think going out to events like that, going out to see queer comedians and queer entertainers, you'll
Do you know
find
any shows?
People. And I can think of one. There's this really cool show called BFF, which I think, you know, Black, Fat and Faggy by Miley Hartool and the old
like
fits
more...
from, yeah, to the 13th of April. But it's like, whatever. But like Mel and Sam, if you go and watch Mel and Sam,
don't.
Those audiences are always going to be.
Yeah. You'll
we
pee
saw
pants.
Them last year.
At? What show?
The comedy.
The Factory Theatre one?
Yeah, fun.
Oh, dying.
They're my bestie boos.
The one where they're on a cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she wrecked.
So fucking funny.
Sillies.
Oh my God.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But I think going to see shows, you'll meet lots of people in the audience who are also queer. I feel like I found a lot of my queer family through like, you know, you meet one gay person and they'll introduce you to all their gay friends. Mm-hmm. Then you go, okay, I like that one. I like that one. That one you can keep. That one. I like. And as well, I think by like making it known to people, like I understand that there is, I talk about this in my show, that like I feel like the sense of queer fear is not something that I've ever had, which is I'm so blessed and so lucky. And I feel like if this person's 19, hopefully they're of the same, like that coming out wasn't a big scary thing. Like I accidentally came out. I was like, I think that Halle Berry in Catwoman's hot. Oh my God, I think I might be gay. Like it was very fast.
Mine was watching like Eris. In Sinbad.
Oh, yeah. The cartoon.
I know we haven't watched any of the same movies.
Superbad.
No, Sinbad.
No, not Sinbad. Not Superbad.
It's an animated film. We'll show you a pic after.
Oh.
She's so hot.
I'll show you a photo.
That's like my weird cartoon crush was the tiger in Ice Age.
I mean, smash. Mine's Scar from The Lion King.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's giving.
There might be a Lion King bit in my show if you come.
I mean.
Oh. Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's hot
and
in the same
cunty.
Way. Oh, is it Anastasia where there's the white-haired one with the blue tiny cunty little fit?
Atlantis.
Yes.
Yes.
She's hot.
She has a body that won't quit.
Like, look at that. She's been like.
She's hot.
Right? Yeah. I was like, smash.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Sorry.
This 19-year-old.
Wait, yeah, so quick.
Fuck. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you know what? Posting on your main, like, hey, this is the anime character. Yeah,
true.
Put in who you think is hot as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. That's how you find them.
Yeah, I think that's a really valid point, though, is like going to things and places with like-minded people and then expanding your community through the people that you meet there.
Absolutely. And I think, like, lots of people are like, I can't find community. And I'm like, you've community's not going to find you.
Yes.
Community will let you in once you find it.
Yes.
But it's like you've got to go.
You've got to put yourself out there. And it is scary.
Mm. But
it's so scary.
So worth it once you find your people. Like,
the name of a really good book, some may say. Finding Your People by Alex Rogan and Sally McMullen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, June 4th.
Wow, that sounds so incredible. Yeah. I would love to read it. Out June 4th?
Yeah.
That's a great time for a book to be out. Gemini season. That's
exactly.
I'm a Gemini.
The other silly season,
well,
as it was.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't say, and Saggy season. I think they're the three silly seasons.
They are.
Yeah, Saggy season. Scary times.
Scary times. Everyone who's broken my heart, born within 3 days of each other. Isn't that crazy?
And Sagittarius.
Yeah, 8th to the 11th of December.
We like to end our episodes asking our guests what their biggest life lesson of all time is on their journey thus far. So what have you got for us?
Spill the tea.
That's a huge one. I think my biggest life lesson would probably be, I mean, a lot of to do with what we were talking about the whole episode, but like, other people's opinions don't make me who I am. What I choose to do in my body is what makes me who I am. And I think, like, combined with that, like, the things that people remember about me and like me for aren't, wow, Milo was really skinny. Wow, Milo was really white. Wow, Milo was really straight. Like, people are like, you're funny and you're a good time and you're a nice person. And I think, like, yeah, you can customize your sim however you want, but at the end of the day, it's about the things that you say and do that make you the person that you are.
Why am I crying?
I know. Milo for president.
Fuck Trump. Yeah. He was in the studio before. It was really weird.
Naming them as.
That's my fucking sleep paralysis demon now.
I can't with you, bitch.
Death Punk. To all of them. Wendy Williams.
Yeah. When she goes,
shame on you, Mr. Spears. And you, Mrs. Spears. Death to all of them.
And then the audience is like, oh. She's like, I love when she goes, die.
I'm dying here. Oh. But, yes, before we wrap.
Your show must be shit.
Where can the chicks find you?
You can find me on the internet at Milo Hartill. That's MILOHARTILL. Some people think it's Hart Hill, but it's not.
Okay. Idiot.
It's Hart Hill.
Sorry.
You hate me.
Watch Sal in the fucking feedback. Go delete timestamps of 46 to 58.
Listeners,
when she called our audience idiots.
Thanks.
No, Hart Hill or That Fat Diva. If I'm in a shadow band space, then I'll come up.
Gorgeous.
Love.
Well, we'll put links in the show notes, of course, and to the show as well. As we mentioned, if you're in Sydney, definitely check it out.
Yeah, please come. It's going to be really fun. The audiences so far have liked it. And a straight man be like, wow, that was incredible. I thought that it was going to be a bloody snooze fest talking about your experience, but you're actually very funny. Yep. And I went, thank you, sir.
We love
tell all of your straight male friends. I'm sure they'll all love it.
That's a good review. We love a backhanded compliment from a straight man.
And they
that
love to give
to be
them.
Like, you know how they have, like, on the newspaper, like, the front page review? That needs to be
I thought it was
going to
be a snooze fest, but you're actually quite funny.
That's it. That's the
Thank
one.
You. Mm-hmm.
Someone said on the marketing team.
Someone said their nipples got hard. I said, good night to be me.
Hey, great reviews.
What can't you do?
Well, la, 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 la Oh my god! Well, I actually need to grab a fucking lay down after this.
Seriously, my abs hurt. No. Oh, fuck me.
I'm but so sorry.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I don't know if you can tell, but we're obsessed.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Mommy. Bye, Mommy.
Bye, Mommy.
That's how we're going to wrap this episode.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, Mommy.
But thanks to you chicks for having us in your ear holes. We love to be here. And thank you to MIK Made for making today's episode happen. Bye, everyone. Let's sing goodbye.
Bye.
Now my nipples are hard.